The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake, not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' he begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him in a place with hypocrites, where there will be a wailing and grinding of teeth." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is very gentle. He asks us to be awake and give us a motivation. The Lord will come anytime. But as a matter of fact, Jesus wishes that any time, not only for the day of judgment, but he would like to stay with us all through our life. Paul explained, God is faithful. He's always with us, in us. Unfortunately, we don't put that attention. At least, it just reminds us, at least to prepare the day that the Lord will come. It's a good motivation. I don't think Jesus is just happy because we are preparing only for that day. I think Jesus, well, is welcoming our readiness anytime, not just to see him, to be with him. Because as a matter of fact, he is always with us. He just wants us to be present. So Jesus is so calm and so gentle, give us just ultimate motivation. If this time you died, what will you be? But I don't think Jesus wished that we just our life is ready to die. He is always living in us, through us. So thank the Lord. He is so gentle to invite us to prepare, but not only for this hour, but all through our lives, all moments, believing he is faithful, he is with us. So live every present moment in his world, in his life. And that's Jesus will be happy because he comes on earth so that he can forever be with us.